Ruraconda starts a new slate this week. A slew of 2021 models are in demand since production changed the car options for many of the 2020 vehicles.
Whether an oldie but goodie or a new must-have high-tech vehicle, visit Rorick.com for all of your vehicle needs. And now we start the Jagoff Podcast J&D Waterproofing Porch / Fireplace Tour.
Yeah.
Number two.
That was really good. From, ready? Murph's Turf.
Boom! Oh, you did that.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, the word Jagoff is defined as a noun, which means a stupid, irritating, or...
Here's how Pittsburghers define a word Jagoff. When someone cuts you off on a parkway.
Jagoff!
Or someone scares the... out of you.
Yeah, Jagoff!
Or it's a term of endearment.
How you been, Jagoff?
This is Mark Madden.
Hi, this is Larry Richard.
This is Gavin Wild Bill.
Hey, this is Kurt Angle.
Hi, this is Rocky Blair.
Hey, it's Rick Seaback.
Hi, this is Greg Brown.
Hi, I'm Tyler Kennedy.
This is Santonio Holmes.
And this is the Jagoff Podcast.
So this is the Jagoff Podcast, and this is podcast number two for 2021. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that you showed me a post the other day that said 2020 went in and put a wig on and came out as 2021. So nothing's
funny.
Really different. Everybody,
but it is.
That's what this podcast is all about.
Well, this podcast is we've learned from the crap of 2020 and we're ready. We're prepared. We're beefed and ready.
Right. So if you're listening to the podcast for the very first time, don't be a Jagoff. Go to yourjagoff.com, go to radio.com, go to Apple iTunes and subscribe. We come out every week, 3 or 4 guests every week, and always something different, always something cool about Pittsburgh. So we ask you that you subscribe, and if you're on iTunes, leave us a message. Give us a couple stars.
Yeah. Definitely check us out on our blog, which we have to say, you know, one of our guests today is a best of winner like we were for podcasts, but we actually took second in blogs. Boom. We haven't said that enough. So check out our blog every day. Yeah, I know. I will James Harrison that. It's not number one. So check out the blog post every day. The one that we have to pull out for this week was actually on Elista yesterday for the Jagoff of the week, which was CCAC is doing classes to get rid of your Pittsburghese. I don't know why. Right. I don't understand. I mean, I do because I hate Pittsburghese. We know that. I hate it.
You are probably teaching a class and you're beating people.
You're
like the Dragon Mom instructor. Stop saying yins.
Right, but you caught that CCAC did not put an H on
I didn't. Actually, Lindsey Kramer did.
Okay.
Say, yeah, they didn't put the H in Pittsburgh in the description.
Isn't that funny?
Right.
Anyway, so check out our blog every week and definitely listen to our Daily Dose of Happiness every day at 4:55 with Cal on Air on Star 100.7.
Right.
How's that? We get
nice
it all out
tight,
of the way?
Rach.
All right. For the Fireplace Tour, we have to thank a couple of our we're not calling them sponsors. They're our partners because they basically donate stuff to be part of the J&D Waterproofing Fireplace Tour. And that means that the owner gets the stuff. So look at all this stuff.
We have North Country Brewing, which, of course, in March is going to have the Jagoff Parking Chair beer. We have Fathom Pub Sauce, which is about to come out in March with Fathom Jerk Jagoff Sauce. Nobody's a jerk in Pittsburgh. You're a Jagoff.
You're a Jagoff.
Right.
So Mancini's, get with it. We don't have a Mancini's bread yet. We need a Jagoff bread. I mean, because that's my downfall.
And the homeowner gets one of our 2021 fourth year in a row Pittsburgh parking chair Christmas ornaments, thanks to Mary Mac Bakehouse, who did all the work on them.
We got it all out and in like 3 minutes.
Now it's time
Harry
to start
Larry, what do you want to talk about?
You're exhausted watching it, right?
No, thank you so much. You know, we talked to Sean last week about this is your fourth year doing either a porch or a fireplace podcast with us. We love the fact that you've been our sponsors. Honda loves the fact that you're coming in with them as well because you've really brought the customer service aspect of J&D Waterproofing. 82 years and counting. Is that right?
Big time.
Yeah. Listen, unfortunately, there's nothing you could do to change this place. It's gorgeous, and I think it's all in tip-top shape, so you have to take
it. We can take a sledge to it, man.
That's what I like, some guerrilla marketing there.
Yeah. No, we've been in there 82 years, 30 men, 5 crews. We're bouncing out waterproofing all the time.
Yeah. And that is a yearly thing, right?
Yearly. It never stops.
Yeah.
So we're in the trenches all the time doing a fabulous job.
Is there something about this cold? Obviously, it's not cold today, but the super cold where this happens, water kind of drains
and freezes
and cracks?
It's always a problem.
You don't only do waterproofing because we know that the Renebecks have some swanky new windows on their house thanks to you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, Sean wasn't listening to me last week. When I tell you my husband, fancy that. When I tell you my husband works construction and used to come home like a woman in menopause. He now walks in and he's like, I'm so cold because life is changing and he's in his 40s and he cannot wait to get in our house. And I am dripping with sweat because the windows are so good. It has changed what even our payments are as far as our gas bill because of how good, you know, the
it's very true.
Insulation is, yeah.
You can get a good window, but you also have to learn how to put them in properly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's different procedures as far as different foams.
Yeah.
Different things going in to seal it properly.
Right.
You know, we go through it all the time. Yeah. A lot of roofings, a lot of windows.
Yeah.
Different things. General remodeling. General remodeling all the time.
I didn't know you did roofing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do it a lot of time. Metal roofs, we've been very competitive with people.
Okay.
But we do a lot of asphalt still.
Okay.
Tear them off. Complete job all the time. Gutters, downspouts.
And now with this Pittsburgh weather, you could do it any time of year.
And exactly. In a geographical area, western Pennsylvania, including West Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, about an hour and a half to 3 hours radius, especially with waterproofing, we will go to places.
Cool.
Boom. A little bit with modeling, we hold it back with remodeling.
But, okay.
Gotcha.
As far as water goes, you know, have water, we travel.
Oh, that's a good one. We're going to hashtag that B.
Yeah.
Yeah. Paladin, where do you
Paladin, have got I got
travel?
It. Okay. Right. Harry, Larry, where does everybody find you? Do you know?
Find me.
J&D Waterproofing.
Oh, yeah. That's where you find me. I'm a sales rep.
He's like, at whatever podcast.
He's like, Rachel, where are you going next? Yeah.
Yeah.
So at jndwaterproofing.com.
That'll work.
Does that work?
Yeah.
And we're now, we watched you come down the steps, so we're actually going out. If you're an orthopedic surgeon that does knees, we'll take the next sponsorship for Harry Larry.
I got to lose a few pounds, but I'm ready.
Right.
So, I love
now
it.
Now, make sure you have, now, at least, where is the, what's the bakery?
Bartram
House Bakery. So please.
Look at that.
Harry Larry, dig
I don't want to look at it. I'll take it.
Yeah.
Give me a time. Give me a place. Step right up, man. Show your face.
So we are with the homeowner, right? And this is an amazing, again, porch slash fireplace.
Yeah, you're going to have to look at the photos that Colin will take whenever we post this, the edited version of the audio, because it is absolutely gorgeous. So we have to talk to the homeowners to find out, like, how we can all move in. I mean, do this at our own place.
When is the sleepover?
We just got rid of some folks in our home.
I know.
We did.
Like kids, right?
We did, yeah. Our oldest is gone.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's her bedroom. It's now an office.
Okay.
There you go. That's
so
the
you
way
are
to do
empty
it.
Nesters?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we still have two that are hanging on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And they're 30 and 41.
They are. Yeah. We're in our 80s.
Yeah.
No, but listen, the story behind this, you look great.
Thank you.
You really do.
Thank
yeah.
You.
The story behind this is I've known Chris for, 20 plus years at this point. He again was with my dad's band, John Angel and the Halos, for a while. He was the young, you know, whippersnapper, I guess we'll say.
Yeah, they called me Skippy.
Yeah. And then he was like, I'm done with the old people, so I'm going to move along and do some more stuff. And I mean, maybe you heard of this little band called Totally 80s. He was a little bit of part of that too. So, he knows so much about music and you've now kind of dug yourself into so many different facets of the music industry because you love it as your passion and you're good at it, but you found that there's all these other parts to it, right?
There are a lot of tentacles.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. So we're going to talk to you and your partner about that, but we want to talk to you and Amanda about maybe a little bit something called fusion. Can we go into that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Amanda, you're the person in charge of fusion. Uh-oh. Are you the girl behind it?
Yeah, there's your mic.
I do. A little bit, yeah. I mean, he's the guy who controls everything, but I am doing the day-to-day business end of things.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
And what is if you were
couch?
Yeah. I think I lost somehow. I didn't even say anything.
If someone were to say to you, "So what do you do during the day?" What would your explanation be, especially for fusion if they didn't know what that was?
So, we book at venues around the area, mostly right now because of the way things are, which is just basically Craft House because we are part owners of the Craft House Stage and Grill.
Yeah.
So I book all the local bands for Friday and Saturday nights, acoustic on Wednesday. So I have to, you know, book the bands, I do contracts, and then we do the, you know, paying them and
the whole behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I didn't realize all of that goes into it. So what is that like, you know, being, you can do it from home, luckily, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what is that like? Are you constantly like reading, you know, who's the hot band? Are you going to, you know, WYEP sites? Like, what is that like, seriously, to keep up on what's local and what's hip?
I do a lot on, you know, just going through Facebook and checking out, you know, like web pages for the bands and the other local venues too, to see who's playing out in those places and seeing what kind of chatter there is about the bands right. that are playing, and you know, how much activity's on their Facebook pages and their social media, to see what kind of, you know, if they're popular and if people like them and if they are doing well and, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
So yeah, there is some research that goes into
sure.
it. It's not just like, you
you're
know,
hired.
Well, exactly. And yeah. we get a lot of inquiries, you know, emails that come through. And so we have to do the due diligence by checking out their, you know, electronic press kits and listening to their audio and watching their videos to see like what kind of stage presence
That's
they
right.
have, you
yeah.
know, because sometimes a band can sound really good, but if you look at a video of them and they're like just standing there,
yeah.
like nobody wants to see that.
Yeah.
Right. And That's if they're
point,
not
yeah.
up to par as far as they're, maybe they're a really good sounding band, but they have an awful Facebook presence or whatever. Do you offer to help them with that? Or is it sort of like, oh, well,
that's a good
any,
question.
There are so many bands. I'm not here to help. I'm here to hire.
Yeah.
How does that,
yeah.
is it
that
like
actually,
that?
Chris does that kind of thing.
Yeah. So I think one of the things that I learned, and it was from your dad, mm-hmm. right? It was music is the easy part. Business is the hard part.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you can be one of the best bands in Pittsburgh. You could be one of the best bands nationally, but if you don't have a good presence about you from a business acumen, you're not going to go anywhere. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's how you treat people. It's how you put your Facebook messaging out there. It's how you do all of that, right? So if they don't do that well, they're not going to have a presence and people aren't going to know about them, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know, a garage band might be a great band, but they can't get out of the garage either. So I do offer to help them. We do consulting
okay.
as well. Some have taken, you know, a part of that, but most think that they're going to just make it,
mm-hmm.
right? And so...
Yeah.
We give them an opportunity. If they want to do that, great. If they don't, then we'll move on to the next band.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes they'll come crawling back and mm-hmm. say, well,
yeah.
you know what? Maybe we do need some help.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's hard.
Have you also
it's
been able to help sort of, you know, they're, a band is a band. They know how to play music. And, again, the business side of it. The business side added on right now is that how to figure out how to exist online or whatever. Are you helping at least them trying to figure out the whole COVID thing? Helping them, what's the swear word?
Pivot.
Pivot. Oh,
I hate that
haven't
word.
Heard that
I'm
word
sick
in
of COVID. I'm sick of pivot.
Six
yeah.
hours.
Yeah.
Wow, there's
all,
yeah. There's a lot of letters in the V's in both of them.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Maybe you hate V's.
I hate V's.
Yeah.
I do.
We're so tired of the word pivot. Like 2021, yeah. we thought was going to get rid of the word pivot, but everybody's still pivoting.
I wonder if we change the whole word and maybe Pittsburghese it and call it COVID.
There you go.
COVID.
COVID. Yeah. Yeah. Seriously.
So no, I think short answer is no. We
okay.
have not done that because there's not a lot of bands that are seeking that.
Okay.
A lot of them are either on hiatus
yep.
or they some bands have broken up.
Yeah.
You know, full visibility, full transparency. I was in Totally 80s up until July of this past year. I really hadn't performed in a long time. I enjoyed spending time with my wife, the family, not performing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it changed the dynamic for me personally, so I quit.
Okay.
And, you know, that was a difficult choice for me,
mm-hmm.
but it was also one that was timely because they weren't performing.
Yeah.
Right? There are bands, and prior to my departure, and they're still doing this, the band is, so we'll do Zoom presentations. So
yep.
I'll record a part, the next person will record a part. And so putting all
I
those
love
pieces
that.
To
yeah.
thank you. And
yeah.
all those pieces together makes, you know, a song. So you have to mix it down and everything. And Liz is still doing that.
I was going to say, Liz, yeah, but... I'm not just saying this, but you know, obviously that was one of my favorite bands, but the fact that you're doing that is so different. It's just different enough because when, you know, I'm not pitching us, but we just did the, Santa Claus is Going Downtown
right.
thing for, Duquesne Light to raise money. So if you shared it, they were giving $5 to, you know, Project Warm. And someone said, I love that you got pieces of a Pittsburgh song and had different Pittsburgh people sing it. Same as you. You took what everyone else is doing. They're just simply going online, figuring out the, you know, Facebook algorithms. What's the best time to come on and perform? You've put more thought into it and
right.
said, that's a difficult thing because you don't hear anybody else. You're doing your part and hoping that this sticks, right? Fingers
yeah.
crossed.
And you put it all together and you hope.
Yeah.
That rhythmically and musically it's in tune.
Yeah.
It's in rhythm. It's,
mm.
it's not easy.
No.
So
yeah.
if more bands would take more initiative to do that, I think it might make a, the gap in the transition period a little bit better.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's not that we're saying that we're not happy that bands are still finding ways to thrive. But I just think that who knew this was going to last this long?
Yep.
And now here we are going into a year. So now what do you do?
Yeah.
You know, you have to keep reinventing.
And so how you're helping is helplivemusic.com,
right?
That's right.
Boom!
That segue.
Yeah. Vince is my partner in what we call Help Live Music. And it's kind of an extension of many things that are happening around the music industry, right?
Yeah.
This is more of a local thing that we put together. And actually, Vince reached out to me about it. So I'll let Vince kind of give his background. But Vince and I know each other from Jurgles.
Yeah.
I met Vince at Jurgles. He's behind the bar,
yeah.
You know, throwing some bottles around and making people happy and maybe sometimes too happy. He reached out to me. He has a side business as well that it's a printing company, and it's Merlin.
Merlin Graphics, right? Pretty much a full graphic design company.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So he reached out to me because I was in a band. I've got the connection points with most of the venues and most of the bands in which they can get their merchandise and get their product out there. So because he prints and because I had those connection points, we decided, why not try to give back to the community?
Yeah.
So bands weren't playing.
Community or bands?
Yes.
So that we can, or both?
Yes.
The
okay,
band community.
Gotcha.
Yep.
Okay.
And so it's more along the lines of bands weren't making money.
Yeah.
Right? Some venues are just offering performances for tips.
Yeah.
Some have cut their rates in like a quarter, right? And some aren't even performing at all. But there are fans and friends and family that still want to be part of the band, i.e. Totally 80s doing the videos to try to stay connected.
Yep.
So what Vince does on a regular basis is he'll print T-shirts, mugs, logos, anything you want on those types of things, signage, everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, let's just use Fusion Entertainment as an example. If I want...
Oh, you've heard of them?
No.
Okay.
it's a little company.
Have we mentioned them?
Are they a sponsor? I don't... So I see anything on that table. Okay,
this cookie has a Fusion Entertainment.
I licked it off. Don't eat the top cookie.
This is the craziest podcast. I love it. You're going
so
on the road.
Use Fusion.
Yeah, so Fusion Entertainment. I want you to have a T-shirt for Fusion Entertainment, but we're not printing them. And so as a result... Vince can print one T-shirt, he can print 10, he can print 100.
Right.
So what we've decided to do is when a band or a company, a venue, you Jagoff, for example, if you wanted your logo on something, we'll print it, and by sheer nature of doing that, we will give a percentage back to you as a company, a band, a venue, for nothing.
Got it.
So if Totally 80s...
By using you.
Correct.
Just by utilizing.
Right?
Okay.
And Totally 80s wanted to print their logo and say you wanted to buy the T-shirt. You would go on to our site. You would place the order. Vince would print it. Vince would send it out through the company. And once we established, let's just say it was a $10 T-shirt, we would take a percentage of that after cost and provide that back to the band just for no reason at all. And that's
awesome.
Kind of helping to give back to the community, staying relevant with the community, the fan base, but also allowing the band to stay relevant when they're not performing.
Awareness.
And they're not, as we heard on other podcasts, they're not even sometimes writing songs. So this is a way, I know it's not thousands and hundreds of thousands, but it's got to be some money coming in to keep the band name alive.
That's right.
Well, and keep them relevant.
That's
I love that.
And it's still merchandise, so people can still wear it and advertise at the same time. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Right.
There are some naysayers out there that say you're trying to steal our logo.
Well,
not so much.
But we have a disclaimer that you're letting us use it.
Correct. We have a signature, you know, and says, you know, we're allowed to use your stuff and you're going to get money from it.
So it could be a band doesn't have to even print their logo. They could have a saying like whatever,
correct.
You know, that kind of thing. Yeah.
They just provide
awesome.
That to us in a JPEG or a printable graphic.
Right.
He takes it, prints it, we ship it out. That's it.
Yeah.
Well, and how has that business gone?
It's getting there.
Yeah.
It's getting there. You know, we're talking to different bands every day, and you know, somebody signs up like, hey, yeah, we'll try it.
Yeah.
See how it works.
Because it's no cost to them.
Yeah.
So might
as well.
I mean,
we're buying the merchandise, printing the merchandise, shipping the merchandise all out of our
pockets.
You
have all the risk, yeah.
Right.
And then
you get money.
Percentage of the profit.
That's awesome.
That's
okay.
And I love the fact that, well, I mean, technically the money goes right back to locally if it's a local band, but they're doing almost no work to get some money to keep them alive.
Yes. It's sending an email and putting an attachment, which they can't seem to figure that out.
So no.
Right?
Fancy that.
But yeah, they do.
There's a little button that says, send your file here.
Yeah.
And then we said, that's no, seriously, awesome. Send your file here.
Yeah. And now, so talk to us a little bit, Vince, about what did that conversation look like when you and Chris, was it sort of the same thing as I said, like, you know, the panic sets in that this pandemic is completely shutting down hospitality, which is
right.
your bread and butter. I'm sure production for a printing company.
Right.
What do we do? But also, and I'm sure like us, you look around you and you realize some people had it worse. So how do you help? But yet, no, right. I need to stay protected. Is that sort of how?
Well, it kind of came as like, I bartended Jurgles.
Yeah.
You know, and I love live music.
Yeah.
And when they shut us down, you know, with everything, I'm like, all right. And I went to Chris. I said, hey, look, I said, all these bands aren't performing. Nobody's making money. I said, we need to do something to keep these bands alive and tell them.
Yeah.
So with his connections, my abilities, you know, what I can print and everything, I said, let's try this. Let's see if it works.
Yeah, that's
great. I love this because it's like your friend Dr.
Barrett,
who engaged the restaurants to go. He gave them money. He raised money to buy food to feed to people that were in the food deserts. And then turned out that so the restaurant was making money during the pandemic,
yeah.
at least some money in keeping their people. So this is very similar to that, everybody helping their own.
It's just right. Pittsburgh, though.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, it really
that's
is.
That's the right phrase.
Because you're right. It is so important. We recognize that it's a national pandemic, but you take care of your own first. And so you have to look at your city and figure out how
that's
does
right.
that work.
Right. That's
you know?
Right. And I think this could turn into something bigger.
Right.
Sure.
But because Pittsburgh is Pittsburgh,
yeah.
we want to kind of keep that a local thing and keep that alive.
Yeah.
And Pittsburgh's a unique place to be. So if we can make a little bit of a difference, that's what we want to do.
Okay.
So if you're watching on Facebook today or listening to the podcast, if you're a band, you should get a hold of these guys, send them a JPEG, figure out how to do that.
That's right.
Send them a JPEG. In an email. If
figure
you're,
that out.
If you're a band fan, you should go to their website and see if your band is on there. If not, pick up the phone, call your band, and say,
suggest
hey, you guys
it.
Can
that's
make
right.
a little bit of cash.
Yep. Right. It's very easy. It's helplivemusic.com.
Right.
We do it.
I'm never high-fiving again, that's for sure.
You're and not even high-fisting.
No.
Right.
She's over it.
She put like half work. Into it.
But also, I mean, for you, it's not just this initiative. There's still a printing need, right?
Right.
So we need to know where to right. find you as well. So
yes. Yeah. What is your company's website?
It's merlingraphics.com. The okay. graphics is spelled G-R-A-F-I-X.
Okay. We'll put it in the show notes for sure.
Yes.
And Fusion's edgier. With a Z.
Yeah, we know
we're
it.
So trendy.
It's licked off, but it's with a Z.
And I'm
yeah.
John with two N's.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I'm John with two A's.
Just as of today.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm
yeah,
just
yeah,
trying
I don't
to be
know listen.
I have a V in my name. I'm a little
yeah, you should. Listen, something about the V. I don't know what to tell you, but this is really, really smart. I'm not just saying that because, like we said coming into this, we're not turning our backs on 2020. We're saying we are now resilient for what's going to come. This was a shock to everybody. So let's figure out how are we stronger going in. And I love that Pittsburgh really came to lights. Everybody had a daily dose, a positive note, that kind of thing. But this is actually looking at it a little bit deeper and saying this is helping it at various levels. So it's really, really a kudos to you.
So
guys.
The good
Thank
news
you.
Is this interview is just about over. And I finally, you'll know, you have to know that Rachel remembers everybody we've ever met. She usually tells me people we've met.
And I learned that from
here,
my dad.
She said, oh, you know this
said,
bartender. Yeah. He was at Jurgles the night we were there, yeah. whatever, yeah. whatever. I'm like,
do you remember?
I do.
Yeah.
So we're now 12 minutes into the interview.
Well,
and
yeah,
I
we'll tell him a story later.
Right. But she always
hey,
say, she'll try to lead me on. She'll give me like three. You remember we were at this place
yeah.
and it was about
And then
this
I can't
time,
take it anymore.
And we were eating yeah. this. I'm like, no.
What if it's like.
But I do remember.
Oh, you don't even know. Sometimes I write it on paper or I text him.
I see.
Say hello to your old neighbor, John.
Right, you know, Mike.
yeah. Anyway, thank you guys so much. This was awesome. Right. However we can help, you know, we'll certainly promote it,
thank
whatever
you.
We
can
appreciate
do,
it.
And we'll share it. But, yeah, it'll all be in the show notes, right?
Question of the day.
Question of the day. We didn't ask Harry Larry the question
it's
of the
all
day.
All right.
Go ahead. Read it.
No, you go.
All right. Here's what happened, guys. On YaJagoff.com, we do a question of the day every day on YaJagoff.com at 1:12. Now, this week, not Saturday, Sunday, sorry, just Monday through Friday. So this week, there was one that bombed, and it's this one.
So this is for you, Vince.
Oh, yeah.
All right, great.
Yeah, this augured way.
We have no idea why it bombed, because we thought we were super clever.
Yeah.
Is it easier to name one of the seven dwarfs or one of the eight reindeer?
Yes, I
can. Right? Yeah, I can do them all.
You can
right?
do both, yeah.
I mean, there's songs about these things.
Yeah, right.
Which, but which one is easier, or do you think both?
I can probably name the eight reindeer better.
Better than
yeah.
the
all you have to do is one, right?
No, if
we're
you had
just
to
saying
name
like
them all,
top of mind.
If you had to
yeah.
name them all, Yeah, I think the reindeer come faster for me. Just
because you could do it in your head. You know, Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen.
I have little kids,
and Grumpy
so.
And Sleepy. Oh.
Yeah. People start making up dwarf names. Sneezy,
yeah.
Sleazy.
Yeah.
They don't even know what.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't go on yourjagoff.com. Yeah. All right, next up, we are going to talk to Elise, who you might know from a little blogging here and there, and who brought some really delicious food. If you want to cross the line, you're going down from the black
and blue. So our next guest, mm-hmm. We had planned her to be on the podcast around February or March. And you're like,
nope,
this is panic time.
Yeah, how about January 9th?
Yeah, how about tomorrow?
Yeah.
Right. You're pivoting.
We were pivoting. That's what we were doing. Yes. No, but a cool back, you know, we love to give the backstory on how some of these happen. Tracy, who does all of our amazing podcasts, like she's the behind mm-hmm. the scenes person. She gets us a bullpen of venues yeah. and people. But with you, you were on it, I promise, in it.
I believe it.
But what's really cool is, again, back to how Pittsburgh works, our friend Amanda Narcissi from
yes.
Bold Pittsburgh had messaged us and said, hey, can you guys talk about mm-hmm. this new hashtag that we're doing on the Daily Dose of mm-hmm. Happiness? And we said, absolutely. Like, how can we be helpful? Now, it says in the press release, and I'll let you get into the yeah. initiative, but it says in the press release for this hashtag that's helping local businesses, specifically restaurants, because let's face it, hospitality
oh, yeah.
was hit pretty hard. She says, email me for a full list of people participating. I was flabbergasted mm-hmm. at how many Pittsburghers joined in.
Everybody identifies that this is an issue. We need to help everyone
yeah.
as much as we can. And let's face it, I'm tired of cooking. You're tired of cooking. Uh-huh. We're going to order takeout anyways. So why not? It's so easy. Just put that hashtag there. And then when you're searching the hashtag, you can pick up all of these great places mm-hmm. that maybe you've never tried before, see what people are ordering. So it helps all of the restaurants mm-hmm. get some exposure. I know there's a lot of places that I've never tried that I searched the hashtag. And I got to try new restaurants.
Already?
Yeah.
Already.
So it's wonderful. And Amanda Narcissi, she's the woman behind Bold Pittsburgh. You have to check her out. She covers everything. So
yeah.
thank you to her
for
sure. really brainstorming this because it's just helping everybody.
Yeah, for sure. But now we're calling you Elise, but what is your,
I was just
you know,
say, we, talked about,
we started
there,
talking
there's a reason
about
why
you.
You know all this food yeah. stuff because your blog is.
Yes, my blog is Bergnosh. And it's funny. You're going to laugh. Berg, obviously for Pittsburgh, but Nosh, I grew up with a foodie family. Thankfully, my parents let us try different things when we were little. I mean, I was that child that they would be eating a sandwich and I would say, Dad, can I have the lobster and the steak on the menu? And they would just let me go. They just let me be my person, my own self, and try new things. And in our family, when you want a little snack but nothing big, you say, oh, you know, let's get a little Nosh.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it comes from. So it's a nod to my dad. And then certainly when I met my husband, he was like, what are you talking about? And now you ask him, he's like, let's get something to Nosh on after the podcast. I said, okay, let's do that.
There you
but,
go.
But yeah, that's really what it came from.
That's awesome. Yeah. And, you know, speaking of, you won Best Of for City Paper. We
yes.
didn't get to meet any of the Best Of winners because the pandemic, and so
yes.
City Paper was not able
they
to kind of
that awesome party down there in front of the
yeah. I mean, it was banging.
The yeah. yeah.
No,
yeah.
we're not ripping on them.
No,
we
they're fantastic.
That they did that, but
listen, I was so happy to get out of my house. I work from home, and I do virtual school with my six-year-old. So any interaction with
yeah.
adults, especially today,
yeah.
you have no idea.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. So she's going to call home and go, this podcast lasted 4 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
That is so yeah. funny. But yeah, so how long have you been doing Bergnosh, and how did
yeah.
it come to be Best Of? What was that like for you to see that that's finally the recognition?
If you really want to know, I hate cooking.
Yeah.
I love to eat out. I've always loved to eat out. Anywhere, anything that I don't have to do the work. But really, it came from looking into my phone, and I had more pictures of food than I did my daughter. And I'm like, this is a problem. No, but really, my friends, I'm always talking about places I want to go and eat, and they're like, shut up already. Take the pictures that you took that I'm tired of seeing these pictures and put them on an Instagram page. And it was kind of a joke. Not a joke, but So I'm like, okay, and I'll start it.
Or
and
like
it
something to do.
Yeah, it just kind of snowballed
like
from there.
Like someone to be a comedian. Go up there and tell a joke.
And I'm like, okay, well, and I think I have something for everyone. I mean, I'll cover
definitely
the high-end dining, which I love, but also there's this great gas station off of 80 that has these pepperoni rolls that are like a dollar, and they're so greasy, and you have to eat them standing up. And I'll share that. And I think that kind of
it makes
people
it
like that. Yeah.
Yes,
so
yes.
You can't be eating fine dining all the time, which...
Yeah. Well, you could,
of course,
but you'd be broke.
You could, exactly. But you can't eat pepperoni rolls all
there
the time.
You go.
Where is that on I-80?
You know what? I'll send it to you. It's this old gas station, but I'll send the information to you.
Oh, I want that. We're going to have to do a podcast.
We can all go together.
Then. Yeah, there you go.
We could do it there.
So back to, we wanted, like I said, we wanted this to be more about the fact that, hey, this is what you're doing, and now you're a best of. And I love that it happened organically, because to me, I think Pittsburgh buys into that organic feel.
Yes.
Not buys in, like, they wouldn't be sold. But I think when they see that, like you said, your friends were like, you're kind of good at this.
Yeah.
Put this up somewhere. And now that became your platform. Mm-hmm. What I love is that that got you to be the best of. And now you're using that platform to help with the hashtag. Talk a little bit about the hashtag and what it actually is.
Really, what it is it's a way for everyone to see all of the different takeout options and all of the restaurants all in one spot. So you can see what people are ordering. There's a lot of, they're not Pittsburgh foodies, but a lot of regular people who just love and enjoy food, and they're taking pictures too. Well, if I'm not following you, then I don't know all that great. I'm missing out on all that great food.
Right.
So it's a way for, I want to say professional foodies, but everyone around the city to go to one spot, see what restaurants are doing takeout.
Yeah.
Check out different meals.
Because there's more than people realize. And I think that was something Amanda said. Like, not everyone realizes that restaurants, they're reinventing, pivoting, whatever the word to. And you're helping get that word out to save the local businesses.
Yes. There's a new initiative launching next week. It's called Allegheny Eats. It's really cool because it's a home meal delivery kit. But you get these kits from a few local restaurants like Black Radish, Bay Bay's Kitchen.
We just saw that
Vandal.
From Revive Market.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And I believe Next Pittsburgh just wrote an article.
They did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So check that article out. I know they have more details. But it's awesome because you get to either pick up or deliver. They'll deliver to you these meal kits that you can make at home of your favorite restaurant dishes. But what I love about it is that 30% of the ingredients that they use are sourced from local Pittsburgh farms, which is really cool because you're supporting farms, you're supporting restaurants, and then also a portion of the proceeds goes to fund meals for restaurant workers. So
I love that.
Like,
wow.
Everyone's winning, and plus you're good. I can tell you how many times I wanted to eat at these local restaurants, but you know, I just haven't gotten around to it because of the pandemic. So now I get to make my own meal at home in my pajamas.
There you go.
But it's great. I think everyone's winning. I'm pretty excited about it. I know it they go live next week, so definitely stay tuned if you're following me.
And follow you.
I'm going to be making the meals.
Yeah. Oh, you are?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
We
so,
should do a
tailgate
with her.
Let's do it. Yeah, we'll talk to you about that.
All
right. For sure.
So the secrets behind the podcast now.
Yes.
Is that we ask you a question that we're fairly certain is going to get a long answer so that we can take a bite of the cookies that you...
I was chewing
good, good, good.
I was like, John, like, rule number one, if I'm chewing, you can't, but you did. And so I was like, hurry up and swallow this because he's going to stop talking and it's going to be on me.
No. I did not realize when what the Allegheny Eats thing, that it's has
a great
to be
concept.
30% has to be from local. Wow, that's real. Dude, that is your kind of thing. Like... You tie so many things together. That's a Rachel
though. Again, no, and that's why we thought it was important. Again, we can't stress enough that we wanted to devote the time to you for what you've done as far as taking food to a different level, being real, being a mom, admitting that as a foodie, you don't like to cook.
No.
I think that's so
I don't
cool.
want to. I don't want to do dishes.
Same. Right. And, you know, how many moms did you see through the pandemic, whoever you follow, so sick of cooking? You know,
the dishes, just... I can't tell you if I have to look at my dishwasher when I get home, I'm going to lose it.
Yeah.
No, but the pandemic has forced me to cook, to learn to be a better cook. Because let's face it, if my husband did not cook, we would starve. We would starve.
Is he a good cook?
He is an excellent cook.
Yeah.
Yes.
By trade or?
He can put anything together and it's delicious and it's never a bad meal. And I hope he's listening to this. No, but
you're reading the script card very,
yes,
very well.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yes. I tried to wipe off the notes on my hand. No, but really, during the pandemic, I have learned to cook. I've learned a lot. I have a lot of great foodie friends who are chefs. One of my friends, Chef Aleka, she has her own pastry business. She's made things for me. She's inspired me to cook. And now, as terrible as it is, I'm spending more time with my daughter learning recipes and learning
Isn't
how
that
to
wonderful?
Cook
cool.
something.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's what I can take out of this.
Yeah.
Spending time with her. She's very interested. She takes pictures. If you really want to know the truth, she takes all the pictures of me that you see on
my
page. Yes.
Is she six?
She's six. You can pay her in candy. or Build-A-Bear.
See, my kids, you can't pay in candy. We have to, pay them cash or else they don't do it. That's so funny.
No, yeah, it's a family affair,
that
for sure.
So
yeah.
Cool. By the way, we just
it's
came
so
up
genuine.
With the next question of the day. Would you rather unload a dishwasher or the dryer?
Oh, good. Oh. Don't forget. So if you're watching.
Neither.
Sponsored by
Paragon. Yes.
No, please tell everybody, where can we follow you? Talk about the hashtags.
Sure.
Where do we find all of this so that they can become
your fans? You can find
fans?
Me in my crazy stories and posts and everything else under the sun at Bergnosh on Instagram. And certainly, please follow the hashtag MyPittsburghTakeout.
Yes.
PGH Takeout. Yep. So then you'll find a wealth of different restaurants, people supporting the local Pittsburgh scene, and also all the great food, because I'm sure it's going to make you hungry.
For sure.
No.
Well, we appreciate you.
Yeah.
Not only you did a heroic deed, you came from the South Hills to the North Hills. Very few Pittsburghers do that.
I don't do it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't go from the North Hills to the South Hills. I shouldn't say that. I guess I'd come back. Right.
There's some great food in the South Hills.
I've heard that.
That's
yeah.
another reason why I started it, because so many Pittsburgh foodies that I follow, they do a great job of doing downtown.
Sure.
And
cultural.
But nobody's really taking part in experiencing the South Hills food.
Yeah.
If I can just say, the Capstone Grill is one of my favorite places. You,
you
have to try it.
So, edit. Don't even listen to that for one second.
No, but I really welcome everyone to come down to the South Hills.
No, that's so awesome. And that's what we need more of, you know, is people truly giving, because opinion, that's what social media is kind of like passing the word along. So.
All right, I love it. It's like nobody knows. You wouldn't know. This is like your I-80 story. Nobody knows that in McKees Rocks, Rudy's Bar and Grill has the best hands-down ham sandwich you're going to ever have.
That's what we're going
to do.
We should all go.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, we'll go there.
All right. Question of the day.
Question of the day. And I'm sure you heard it, but, you know, this one bombed on yajagoff.com. But is
so
it easier?
You're for failure.
Is it easier to name one of the seven dwarfs or one of the eight reindeer?
It's funny this you asked me this question, because we literally watched Snow White this morning, and I can't tell you.
Shut up.
Like, dopey.
Okay.
But honestly, all the reindeer. If I sing it, I can do it. But
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, my kids say everything I do is a song. Like, if I call the dog, I'm like, Tanner. And they're like,
shut up.
But it's true. The
like,
dog.
The dishwasher.
Katie Dudas.
Sutters!
Hi! Yay. It is so good to see you.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like, listen, you could have told me that Zac Brown Band was going to be on, and I wouldn't care as much that we get to see Katie. Like, aww. I'm not kidding you. Like, it was this whim thing, like we were explaining when you got here, that unfortunately, because of the nature of the season, right, we're doing these really, really cautious fireplace tours, and we didn't want to pressure you, but we were like, if we could just see you, because you have so much to do with what's going on social media.
Right, because the last time we saw you, we were actually talking about you maybe coming to work for us.
Yes.
And you announced to us that you had some bad news, and we're like, wow, that's not the way we thought the meeting was going.
Surprise!
And since then, you've been documenting your diagnosis and your treatment and your recovery with from breast cancer. So let's go to all the important stuff. How are you? And how I'm not going to ask you how it's been, because that's a stupid question. But you've certainly done things to help it make it better for yourself.
Yeah.
Emotionally.
I am extremely lucky that I've been able to find joy in it. And amuse myself. I think
like literally.
I'm literally amusing myself.
Yeah. Only you.
Through this process, and it was just trying to find like So what's, I don't want to be like overly optimistic because cancer just sucks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, this is, it's annoying. Yeah. It's dumb. Like, those are the words whenever you, you know, you kind of go through this and you're like, oh, it's not, no, it's awful. It's dumb. I hate it so much. But like, just trying to find how I could, I have a silliness about me, and I was thankful that I was able to kind of carry that into my process, because you go through it and you do it your way. Like, yes. That's the, it's, I think I explained it to somebody, like, it's your wedding. Like, this is all about you. Like, this, you handle this how you want to handle it. And, you know, you make it your own journey. Everybody's different. You know, everybody handles it differently. And then just kind of.
And you're not prepared ever, no matter what, right? Because I remember the last, you know, we knew that you had cancer and you were explaining to us how you had helped your mom through it.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know is your turn. Yeah. And it's totally, and I hate that term, but it's the truth. It was your turn, unfortunately.
I think you kind of said that to
us. Yeah. And so you know, a lot of women, kudos to women. I mean, such strength to go on and try to, through social media, use the power of it positively. Mm-hmm. And talk about it. But you took it to a whole other level, because we saw the silliness, but we also saw the days where you were like, I am so sick.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot believe that this is what I'm doing. And we were able, I don't want to use the word chronicle because it really kind of lessens it. Mm-hmm. You took us along the journey to say, like, here's what it is, and let's hope for the best. And when you rang the bell, oh my God, listen,
I cried.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
But then Sidney Crosby. So let's set this
talk
up
about Sidney Crosby.
If anybody's watching, they go, who the hell is she? Right?
Oh, she knows Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, who the hell is she? Well, she is Katie Dudas on all the social media, and you have worked with Mike Sorg, our good dear friend. Yeah. You have worked with, you've been a
Amanda.
Zombie for years. Mm-hmm. And,
Bold Pittsburgh.
Let's see, Bold Pittsburgh. What else? You work at the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, all this stuff. And so you're a woman about town that you'll always take the back seat to everybody. And so everybody knows the smile, but nobody knows what always you're up to.
Every zombie on this podcast was because of her.
or might have been her, at least.
May have been her.
Remember,
yes,
we were in a bowling
sneaky.
Event. I shook her hand. I'm like, oh, my God, I noticed by her hands that it was her. I did not know that part.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you're a person who has made Pitts. You're a true and blue Pittsburgher, black and gold Pittsburgher, because of your heart and your soul. And that we saw that come out, unfortunately, when you had cancer. And
I know, seriously.
Anyways, and there's, you know, we've watched you and you're a close friend and Kira Sapaita go through the same thing at the same time. Well, similar things at the same time. And the way you both have displayed this.
Courage.
It's nobody wants cancer, but boy, if I have somebody who gets cancer, I'm certainly going to refer them to you because of nobody has your resilience.
And has that happened? Have people reached out, really?
Yeah.
Is that your mark?
Yeah. I've dabbled, as you said, I've dabbled in a lot of things throughout my career, my lifetime. And like, suddenly it's weird that I lost a lot of who I was, but a lot of the things that I thought made me are no longer part of me. But then you like go, oh, wait a minute. Like, there's this whole thing. Just talking about what I'm going through is able to help somebody else. And you kind of start realizing that how little people know about the cancer journey, like what you really go through, like what it feels like, what it is mentally and physically to go through a cancer battle. And just talking about it, like, made a world of difference to so many people. And the number of people who reached out saying, hey, I had a family member go through this. I had no idea it was this rough. And then you just, you look at your friend or family member and you go, man, you are much tougher than I ever could have imagined.
Did you find that strength, as so many people say they did, that I didn't know I was as strong as I was?
Yeah, absolutely. And I have a hard time when people say, and this, like I said, everybody's different, but I have a hard time when people say, well, I did it because I had to. You always have the option to stop. And honest to goodness, when I got the phone call, I was done. I knew my mom had gone through it the year before, and I knew exactly what I was getting into. And I was like, I don't think I can handle this. Mm-hmm. You have those moments where you're like, I'm done. Like, I still go through struggle with that. Like, after being, you know, I'm clear and everybody's like, oh yeah, you're all better. And there's still those moments. And I don't think that, you know, when you have a friend or family member, like, that, you know, you ring the bell, you're all done with your treatments and you're like, oh, you're 100% ready to go. And mm-hmm. you're not, because it's always still there and you deal with it. And it just,
Even talking to you, do you remember, like, she was like, I think I'll be okay by Tuesday. And I forget when you had your chemo, and we were like, you hate to say, are you okay? And you're like, I'm not, you know, I'm not okay, because you don't know what to expect. And like you said, every day is different.
Go ahead.
Well, I want her to talk about, she's that girl. If you don't know her like we know her, she's the girl who, you know, the Penguins put on that Sidney Crosby gave her a jersey. I mean, microphone drop. I mean,
right.
Yeah. Who can say Sidney Crosby?
What was my name?
Yeah.
I mean, what you saw my reaction.
Like? Yes, yeah. Your reaction was so genuine.
But
and
I
we will put the link.
You know, I can't think of a person more deserving. Like, you know, all the good things
so
that you do for other people. I have a question. Like, when we have a veteran on, we say, hey, thanks for your service. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it seems like almost like, we're getting old. You know, it's getting old. But when I don't know what to say, you know, for you, you know, it was like, hey, you know, hang in there. Hey, stay strong. Love you. Whatever. Like, you know, what does that help? You know, or does that become, you know, okay, there's another one that said stay strong. Not that you're foregoing their caring or their passion for you, but does it help? You know, because I'd sit there and think, like, it's easy for us to type stay strong, push forward, but we're not going through it. You are.
Yeah.
So how does somebody help with someone like you going through that?
I think that is, for me personally, like, even just a lot of people don't talk to you because they don't know what to say. And I think there's been situations with that. And I've gone through the same thing personally where I've seen someone lose somebody or go through something and you're like, I don't even know what to say. Just, we're here for you. I love you. You know, like, I think that's the best thing that has come out of this pandemic is the fact that we're all saying I love you to all of our friends. Mm-hmm. Because I think we appreciate each other so much more.
That's exactly it, yeah.
And I think that's, like, something that means a lot coming out of this, going, you know, I can tell my friends I love you. You know, I text messages. Like, this. I mean, not that, you know.
Yeah.
I remember it was always weird, like, oh, love you. Love you, too. Like,
yeah.
You do the love, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be, like, the L-U-V-Y-A, because you don't want to, like, fully
commit.
I'm not
being serious.
Not you,
here.
But
Yeah. Talk about what that moment was like for people. And not that we're lessening all that you went through, but because of what kind of an example you were, someone like Sidney Crosby recognized it.
Yeah, it's wild. I've been part of the Penguins organization, I think 11, going on 12 years now. It's been a while. And I started out as an intern for them years and years ago. And I work with the Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation, the 50-50 raffle. You've probably either seen me around or an event. I'm there for premium seating with the events, and here and there and everywhere. And my friends from the foundation were like, hey, we want you to come in. We want to, you know, we're doing some, you know, for Hockey Fights Cancer. We still want to do something. Can you come in? We want to have you ring the bell in the locker room. And I'm like, yeah, this is awesome.
Right.
And I was super excited. And I asked my mom, I was like, hey, are you off this day? Because, you know, I wanted to. My mom is huge Penguin fan, like, take me times 100. And I was like, hey, I said, can you, you know, come down? I didn't tell her exactly. I thought I was being slick and just telling her, they want to do a thing. I want you to come with me. And she's like, oh, okay, I'll come with you. And, you know, I had an expectation and my mom had an expectation. And then I got in there and I walked in there and I saw, the crew from Penns TV, and I saw my friends from the foundation, and I walked in, was like, hi, friends. And you saw that in the video. I was like, hi, friends. And then I turned around and I saw the jersey with my last name, and I'm going to cry because every time I talk about this, I cry.
Well, I cried watching it, so feel free.
No. Oh, my. And, like, my name was on a jersey, and, like, to me, like, I don't think you realize the impact you have on other people until, like, those people tell you they love you, or they do stuff like this. And, like, and for them to, like, put my name on a jersey, holy crap. Yeah. And then, so that's why I walked out, because I was starting to sob. And then it just kept getting, I don't want to be like, kept getting better and better. But Dr. Buhala, my oncologist, came in with me, which was super nice of her to come out. And she's a Pens fan. And it was, and so we're watching the videos, and they're showing, you know, my coworkers from the foundation, and, you know, saying all these nice things, and I'm just like, oh, this is awesome. And I'm crying because I know, you know, we're just like, and then freaking Sidney Crosby's like, hey, Katie. I'm like, what?
You're like, hey, Sid.
Like, oh, my God.
You're like, here's my ring. Where's the finger? Here's my finger. Where's the ring?
Yeah, I know.
That's so awesome.
Casually. And, like, the NHL, oh, my gosh, I think that was the funniest part to me, was, like, NHL.com and their Facebook page and their website did this, like, side-by-side of me, like, ah. And then Sid's like, I'm Sidney Crosby. I'm like, ah. And, like, I could see the cartoon hearts it looked like around my head, and it was like, oh, this is amazing.
No, but in all seriousness, kudos to that, because my kids look at Sidney Crosby, and I proudly, as a mom, am thrilled that he's someone they look up to, because he is such an iconic person. Mm-hmm. What a good dude. And the fact that he saw that because of all the, he kept saying, the service that you've provided for us. I mean, he recognizes that. That wasn't scripted. You could truly tell that there was a genuine, you know, bond between the two. So, I don't know. It doesn't, you can't pivot like this. This is the best pivoting.
But let's talk about, we're starting to get happier and happier because you are feeling good.
Yeah.
But not only on, so talk about your service to Pittsburgh. There's a hashtag out there. We understand you're behind.
we were, Amanda was a guest on our Awesome Cast podcast, which I'm on with Michael Sorg, which is Arcatron Media. We're all connected. I love it so much. And we chat, sometimes we chat after the show's over and just, you know, whatever, you know, depending on who the guest is, chit chat about things. And she said, I want to do this thing where, you know, want to help push, you know, take out Pittsburgh restaurants because we need to save, you know, do what we can to keep everybody in business and stuff. And she's like, I have this idea, but I can't figure it out. And it's so often, and you've done, I'm sure you guys have done this, where you're like, I have this idea, but it's at the tip of my tongue. Like, how does it go from this to boom, like the full idea? And her talking through things, and she's like, I just need a hashtag. And I was like, how about like PGH Takeout or something along those lines? And I said, like, check out my PGH Takeout from, you know, hashtag PGH Takeout from Permanis or wherever. And so it's such a simple thing, and it falls so in line. It's so natural. That it doesn't, like a lot of hashtags are intrusive.
Yes.
Or they're hard to spell.
Or selling, too much selling, or,
And then this one was just like, no, this is me genuinely excited about what I'm about to eat, which we all are excited about what we're going to eat, because we all love to eat anyways. And she was like, oh, that's perfect. And it just was so simple, and it was so easy, and it was just like, that's it.
Yeah. Well, I love that. She 100% gave you all the credit for that. So, you know, and it, and like you said, it was the simple solution to what Pittsburgh is looking for. Just like all the other guests have talked about, we've prepared for 2021 because we know what to expect at this point, and we're helping.
Yeah.
I like literally helping and not just saying, oh, we'll give, or if we get proceeds, it's literally directly helping local restaurants.
Yeah. I mean, and it's been a perfect theme. Chris and Vince are helping bands. You guys, again, the restaurant workers, as we know, nationally have been the most affected, right, at this point. So it's awesome that, whatever we can do to keep the restaurants alive.
Yeah.
We met the owner from Excuses. He's owned it 32 years, and he might go away. You know what I mean? That kind of thing,
and we don't want that to happen.
So.
And I feel like we all want to help.
Yes.
We're not all in a position that we can because, you know, we're all trying to pay our rent. We're all trying to do, we're all trying to help each other.
Yeah.
And, but like, it's such an easy way in finding those little either ways, you know, either talking about your story or sharing what you're eating can make a world of difference to somebody else.
Yeah.
Yeah. Two questions before the question of the day.
Real quick. Listen, you're someone who made a difference in the world to many people prior to this. So,
no question. Yes. Number one, where does everybody follow you at this point?
Oh, gosh. Okay. So I'm Kate Marie PGH on Instagram. I put stuff out on there. My Facebook page, I'm Katie Dudas on Facebook. You can find me. I have all of my cancer videos public on my Facebook page. I'm Kay Dudders on Twitter. I'm here and there on there. I'm not on there as often. But, yeah, I put a lot of stuff on my Instagram. I am going to be picking Amanda's brain. She doesn't know this yet, but I kind of warned her because I'm trying to figure out, like, how I'm going to put this all together. Like, I want to put this together as a resource of just my personal experience. And like I said, everyone's different, but, like, I get a lot, you know, people have the same questions, which is great. And I love answering questions. I love being able to go, like, oh, you need to vent about this. I know what you're talking about.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's okay. And, like, trying to put this together. And it's... You know, it's trying to figure out, like, okay, you know, building a whole thing. Like, what is it called? What do we do? What do we do? How do we do this? How do we get this out here? But, yeah, so I eventually want to put it together.
If you're afraid and you're you have a loved one that's had this diagnosis and you're tiptoeing around what to do, Katie.
Yeah, and if I can always – what's the nice thing is like, a lot of these Facebook groups that I've joined have been great, you know, like, supporting, you know, what everybody is going through. And I can even point you in the direction that might fit best for you.
Yeah.
And especially there's a lot of great ones locally. And we're very lucky in Pittsburgh, I think, to have so many people that are willing to talk to each other and answer your questions.
Okay, second question. We waited 8 months to ask you if you're going to come work with us. I don't know. Colin, don't you want her to work with us? I mean, we need her social media. So we won't put you on the spot, but don't think we're not going to email you.
My brain's working again.
I wasn't going to ask that. Like, if your brain's working.
Oh, my gosh, no. Chemo brain is 1,000% real.
We'll talk.
Yeah, for sure.
And then obviously the question of the day, which you've heard. So tell us, which one? Is it dwarfs or is it reindeer?
It's always reindeer because there's a It's a song. And I haven't watched Snow White in 1,000 years yet, so I feel like I'm not very good.
Listen, you are contagious. Your positivity and you truly amaze me. It's not just something to say. We have enjoyed, you know, thank you for letting us be on your journey because it has humbled me to be a part of it. And you've really been an example of what to teach other people.
There's no question.
And I can't say this enough. And I hope I never, ever come across cheesy when I say this because it's 100,000% true. But like, I would not have survived 2020 without like you guys, my friends and my family. It just, you know, the texts, the messages, the cards, the just, hey, how you doing? Like thinking about you, just mm-hmm. it. And like you said, you asked, and just knowing people are in your corner, mm-hmm. it just makes things so much easier. And honestly, it gives you a reason to keep moving forward because it's like,
because everybody has a thing. Even if it's not cancer, it's something. Do I pick music? No, I can't even take the credit, but usually I am the music, but it was Chris. As you said, coming up to perform, you were part of Four Wheel, which was how many years ago now?
Oh my, probably 15. Yeah, it was a long time. It was a while ago.
Yeah. So they were four guys and mainly a cappella, but then there was some music. Did you do music behind you at some point? Okay.
Some tracks.
And you basically were opening up for Johnny Angel and the Halos everywhere. Like you were that band. And then, everybody kind of did their own thing and Chris was the sucker and stayed. But talk to us a little bit about, is this what you do full time or is this your side gig?
This is my side gig. I mean, this is my passion, but I mean, my day job is, I'm a teacher. I teach at Buffalo Park.
Oh, okay.
School district.
Okay.
So health and phys ed, I've been teaching there. God, this will show my age. I think it's like my 22nd year.
Oh, wow. Okay. You know,
but I've always been doing music. I mean, music's been like my dream.
Yeah.
You know, always at a young age started writing songs, you know, always loved singing, but you know, I think it's more challenging to write a good song rather than just sing. So, so I started songwriting about, I mean, honestly, like grade school, you know, but really got into it, like really seriously in like my late teens, early 20s.
Okay.
When I picked up the guitar. So.
How about that?
Four albums. I mean, I'm working on my fourth one right now. I mean, it's been a great ride. So. I'm happy with it. It's been fun.
I mean, and most people can't say, you know, from a music standpoint, they're either all in and they're doing symphony and you know, cultural things that they can kind of continue the path. But Pittsburgh has really kind of stayed the course and allowed local music to really blossom, don't you think?
I agree. I mean, starting, you know, when we used to open up for your dad, he was such a you know, a vehicle for us. He would open doors for us.
Yeah.
And then he ended up booking me at all the Atrias.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So then I was doing that circuit, and then it just kind of, you know, went on from there. But, yeah, I think Pittsburgh has definitely, you know, stayed the course with live music. And I think it's gotten better over the years, too.
Yeah.
Which, you know, when we were first starting, I felt like it was hard to find the right, you know, more than one or two venues that you could repeat at.
Yes.
You know, it was like Nick's Fat City and somewhere else, and it was like, all right, and then what?
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, and now there's these cafes. You know, we talk about that a lot. It's, again, hate the word, but reinventing. You can kind of go into a coffee shop that has a little bit of space, and you're going to get a crowd of people who want to hear what you sound like. And original, you know, and that's what I like.
Yeah, that's what I like, too. Like, when I go out to hear somebody, you know, I like to hear a cover I know here and there.
Sure.
For sure, because, you know, you want to be able to hear something you know as well.
Right, especially 80s music.
Thank you. That's right. But I like to hear originals. I like to hear what people create, you know, and just see how they express themselves. I don't judge it as like, oh, that was good, that was bad. I just like to hear it, and I give them credit for even putting themselves out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
I've monopolized. Go ahead.
No, as I was, I'm hearing a buzz. So if you're hearing a buzz and you're listening to the podcast, I think I've worked it out at this point. So songwriting, do you like to write by yourself? Do you like to write, you know, do you get inspiration from others, like sit around and make some napkin notes and then go home and write? What do you like to do?
I do prefer to write on my own. I think most of the songs on my albums I've written by myself. Mm-hmm. I've co-written a couple songs in Nashville with one of the songwriters that I'm friends with down there. And it turned out great. I love this song as well. But I don't know. I feel like I like taking – it's always good to collaborate because you learn from other people too. But sometimes I just have like – these thoughts that I need to be alone and I need to get it out my own way. I don't think I work as well. I'm not saying I won't write anymore with people, but I just feel like I like working on my own because I want it to be my own and I want to like get my message out there.
Well, it's a you're professing how you feel.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah, so and some of it's like really personal stuff.
Sure.
My grandma passed away in July with COVID.
Oh, geez.
In Italy, and she was in an old home, and you know, so that whole place got infected, and then she had to move from this home to this home, and she ended up testing negative twice after that. But she has such a weak heart that it just, you know, she was 93. Bless her soul.
Yeah.
But I wrote a song after that, and it was called Take Me There, and I performed it live when I opened up for Blue Oyster Cult, and I closed the show with it. And I'll tell you what, it was just,
listen, he was like, Katie might have met Sidney Crosby, but I got Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, I got some fun stories.
Awesome.
I got some good stories.
Really?
Yeah, I wrote I wrote a Christmas song 8 years ago.
Okay.
And so that's the only one I've ever written. My brother's a teacher, too, and he's like, Mark, I make these Christmas albums for my students. You got to sing one, and I'll put it on and make all these copies of them. For like 5 years, he kept asking me. I'm like, you know, I'm not going to waste time recording a cover song in the studio of a Christmas song. I'm going to write one.
Yeah, okay.
And I didn't know how I'd do, but I knew I wanted it to be fun, and I wanted it to be kind of like a couple the night before Christmas. It's called Under My Tree. So full circle, I mean, I would sing that every year on the radio at Froggy. And so last year I got invited to open up for CeeLo Green at Jurgles, by the way.
Boom, another draw.
Because he had a holiday Christmas show tour. And so they pitched my Christmas song, like, we think this would fit the, you know, the whole thing.
Sure.
So I was the opener. And then later on, I closed the show with the Christmas song. It's called Under My Tree. And then I went into, they invited me into his dressing room. And so we're sitting around talking. As soon as I walked in, he said, oh, I like that, your Christmas song. And I said, oh, yeah, Under My Tree. And he started singing it back to me because this lick in it.
Were you like, record?
I was like, I would laugh. We were all just start laughing. Like, his whole crew started laughing because they knew how freaked out I was.
Yeah.
Like, this is awesome. This is crazy.
I just picture, like, I'll be driving around town with the butt. Like, that's his song, right?
With the sleigh I'm in. It's Christmas.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy. Awesome, though. Like, that's such a musician's story. Right? Like, it just sort of happens. That's awesome.
If you could meet a musician, any living or dead, and have lunch with a musician, who would that be? Or a songwriter?
Honestly, it's, for me personally, it's Johnny Resnick from the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, is that right?
Why do people, why do musicians say that? Yeah.
I'm so inspired by him, and like, I love what he writes. Like, he doesn't hide what he's feeling, and I like the way he changes the tunings with his guitar, and you know, just has different sounds, and I kind of like took some keys, you know, key points from him when I write too. But he's definitely the person I look up to and
like
respect the most.
Okay.
As like that songwriter and that style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, come on, would not want to sit with Michael Jackson and talk to him?
Oh, same. Sure.
Or
yeah.
You know, I opened up for George Jones back in the day, so I mean, that was my first opener. But I mean, there's been so many things. I honestly got to open up for my idol who inspired me to write music, and that was Edwin McCain. So that was a year and a half ago. So you know, there's been a lot of fun things that have come along the way, and you know, and Chris, you know, he uses me too, and I work with Fusion Entertainment, and I do a lot of pre-show parties at Star Lake, or what are we calling it this year?
I know it's back to Star Lake. It's back to Star Lake. Yeah. So that's cool.
Would you rather write a hit song and not perform it, or perform it and not write it?
I'd rather write it.
Yeah,
I'd rather write it. Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely. Because I would say I wrote it, you know. I don't care who sings it.
Yeah.
I'm still,
that's,
you know,
right.
I wrote it and I still get paid.
Unless they sing it poorly. You know, if it's one of my kids, we won't mention who. We'd be like, you know, like, one of my kids wants to sing and he or she is not good. And I try not to say that, but it shows.
She cannot help herself, though.
My son, if you remember, my oldest son was like always on stage.
Yeah.
He will be 18 and has no interest in music and
is
a horrible singer. Admittedly, he's an athlete. But my middle son is very good. And then there's my daughter.
That's cute.
She cannot
it's
help
cute.
Herself.
It's
she,
cute.
She cannot help herself.
What is your take still on a cappella? Because there has to be, you can't just come out and sing a cappella, right? It's something that you have to really learn how to do. Do you feel like there is still that need for it? And not need, is there still that desire to hear it?
I think it's still out. You mean for me or for people in
general? What's your take?
Oh, I think it's still out there for sure. I mean, that's what inspired me years ago.
Okay.
Was just harmony and
like the barbershop stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, definitely. That I was inspired by that. I was inspired by Boys the Men. You know, I'm more like rock and everything now, but I wouldn't have had the ear that I have. I wouldn't have the ear I have now if I didn't sing in those groups and learn how to, you know, to sing with other people. Cause even though like you have a guitar and you're playing out, you're harmonizing with those people and you have to still hear if you're on, if they're off, and you got to make those corrections and practice and stuff. So it definitely, I mean, I love doing that, and I love like how it helped me personally. Just
yeah,
it really
it's an art.
It is. It really developed my ear and helped with dynamics on how to like phrase and your words and how to, you know, accent certain vowels
breathe
or blend
it
better.
Yeah.
Breathing for sure. Oh my God, I'd get so lightheaded singing those kind of songs because you're just no stopping.
Sure.
You're the
music.
Yeah,
yeah, right. You're the music. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, even listening to, is this song titled Black and Gold?
It is. Yes.
Okay.
Black and Gold.
I mean, because I was hearing a little harmony there, Chris. I was like,
You were dying to jump in.
I was dying to, but it's such a good song. What was, I mean, obviously Black and Gold for the city. Would that be the inspiration?
Yes, it was definitely like a tribute to, you know, our hometown. I grew up in Hayes, which is, you know, outskirts of the city. I know you're North Side.
Yeah.
Well, your dad grew up in North Side, right?
Yeah, they're in Ross Township with me now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, just having those city roots and, you know, such a, the city is like so committed to, you know, their sport teams and their culture and everything else. So I just thought, well, you know, I write all these songs. I can at least give one back to my hometown.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Where does everybody find you?
The website is markferrarimusic.com. Mm-hmm. I just redid the website. I mean, so that's all fresh and new. Music can be purchased on iTunes. I'm on Spotify, Amazon.com, all those music outlets.
Yeah.
So, you know, YouTube, my YouTube channel is Calling All Cars 99. So there's like, but on the website, it takes you right to it. There's
okay.
over 65 videos you can watch.
Awesome.
You know, for me I opened up for Natasha Bedingfield last year, and there was CeeLo and Uncle Cracker and there's been so many.
No.
I was supposed to do Uncle Cracker again in
October. I want to touch
and
your
it got
eyeballs
canceled.
Now. Like,
you like him?
He's so oh, I love Uncle Cracker.
John just said I want to touch your eyeballs right now.
He's like, he met Uncle Cracker.
Oh my gosh. No, this is so awesome. We're going to ask you the question of the day, and we're going to do our outro, but then we want to hear one more song if that's okay, so
sure.
Facebook
yeah.
Live can enjoy
cool.
you. So,
awesome.
Question of the day is, would you be able to identify the seven dwarves, actually, it's a V at that point. It's a V, yeah. Or the reindeer?
Definitely the reindeer.
See, it's like unanimous.
Yeah, the reindeer. It's just from the song.
That's
it's
all.
Just like,
why didn't this question go this well
it
on the Facebook?
Right.
All
I don't
these
know.
Guys like that.
I think because it was yours. Maybe if I had thought of it.
I think I know two dwarves, like the sleepy, dopey. Or
yeah,
like,
everyone has
Sleazy
said.
Sleazy is not one of them.
Sleazy.
Established.
No. They should not one. They should update that.
Yeah, right.
Update
well,
the dwarves.
Mark, can't thank you enough for being on the podcast. And thank you to all of our guests. Thanks to Chris and his wife for having us here at their fireplace for the J&D waterproofing number two, right, in the fireplace here in the North Hills. Thanks to Elise from Bergnosh.
Yeah.
And we're going to be, you'll be following up with her in a little bit here. Thanks to Harry Larry for coming.
Harry
from
Larry,
J&D,
yeah.
Yeah.
And our Katie Dutters. Doesn't get any better than her.
Yeah.
And, of course, thanks to Rorikonda.
Yeah. And, we have to thank, before we thank Rorikonda, thank Mancini's Bread. Thanks to North Country Brewing, Fathom Pub Sauce, and thanks to Mary Mac Bakehouse, who helped us package our two.
You know who we forgot?
Chairs?
Heinz History Center. I have four passes for Chris to get into the Heinz History Center when they reopen.
And Elise brought us Bartram House Bakery.
Yum.
So, anyways, now we can thank Rorikonda, which is Rorikonda starts a new slate this week. While used cars are always an option to buy, a slew of 2021 models are in demand since production changed in the car options for many 2020 vehicles.
Because of that darn COVID. So whether an oldie but a goodie or a new must-have high-tech vehicle, visit Rorik.com for all of your vehicle needs. Black and gold.